Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Chris Kane of KATV in the Fury Electric Studio. Thanks for being with us. Matty T holding it down. Go right to the Revolution Hotline. One of my favorite actors of all time. I mean, he's talking about some good stuff during the formative years for me. Ricky Schroeder joining us on the Revolution Hotline.
Ricky, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Well, let's talk about Our Wild Hearts first off. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about working with your daughter as a parent. I have to wonder how that went for you and how well your daughter took direction. I don't know how it is at your house, but typically that's a tough deal for us. How was it at work?
You know, it was Wild Hearts was a great experience for my daughter and I. She got to know me in a way that I never imagined. You know, she got to see what dad does, how I do it. And I think her respect for me increased in that way. And I got to see my daughter as a professional, as a worker, and her work ethic was amazing. And I treated her like any other actress with respect, but also I had high expectations and demands on her. And she totally performed above my expectations.
Is it harder to direct your kid, or is it harder to try to direct and act in the same project?
You know, it's a challenge, acting and directing in the same film. Luckily, in Our Wild Hearts, I played Jack, a rancher who catches wild Mustangs. And, you know, it wasn't a massive stretch for an acting role for me, so it was definitely achievable to do both. The story is about a young lady named Willow, who my daughter stars as the character, and she comes to visit her dad, who's a rancher in Nevada who catches wild Mustangs, and they get to know each other for the first time over the course of a summer, and a wild Mustang threatens to break their relationship before it's even built. The character I played wasn't so dissimilar from other characters that I've played in the past, so that's what made it, I was able to write, direct, and produce, because I didn't have to, worry about doing some crazy, character with some crazy accent from, something that was, foreign for me.
Right. Well, doing sports talk radio, especially this time of year when things are a little bit slow, we do things like what's your favorite Western or what's your favorite whatever. Lonesome Dove comes up all the time we talk about that. So how often do you get that as far as people commenting about your role in that? It seems like it's definitely stood the test of time. It's something that people are still really relevant to people as far as Westerns go.
You know, Lonesome Dove is one of those projects that will stand the test of time. It will be talked about and watched 50 years from now. It's just a great, great, great Western. There's only a few projects in my career that are of that quality and caliber that will stand the test of time. And, that is definitely one of them that I'm extremely proud of. And it set the bar pretty high, when you have Robert Duvall and Larry McMurtry and other folks involved, it's bound to be good.
Ricky Schroeder joining us in the zone. One of the similarities I saw, Our Wild Hearts, of course, you talk about an estranged father-daughter, and I didn't realize, as somebody who grew up watching Silver Spoons, didn't realize that, the father, the role there, you guys had been estranged too, the two characters as well, and kind of got to know each other and certainly fell into the lap of luxury. So it was kind of interesting, I thought, that was kind of came full circle to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, even in Lonesome Dove, Newt was the illegitimate child of Captain Call, and it's pretty interesting. I never thought about that, but there is that sort of dynamic running through some of those roles I've played in the past, and my dad and I know each other, so we're not estranged, but
yeah.
That's obviously an important relationship in my life, and I look at things from a father's point of view. I've been a dad since I'm 21. And, I take very seriously that role of being a husband and a father. And so it's probably, painted some of my opinions and colors and projects that I've chosen because of it.
How many of your kids act?
Well, all four of my Schroeder kids were in Our Wild Hearts. Two of them now are out at college. One's at West Point, one's at Pepperdine. And then my 16-year-old daughter, Star, is Cambry. And then my daughter, Faith, also was just in Our Wild Hearts, but there's really only two people that are showing a serious desire to do it again in the future, and that's my two daughters.
Okay. Ricky Schroeder joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. Our Wild Hearts, available on video on demand and DVD July 9th. It's talking about fathers and children. When I was growing up, my dad was a huge fan of The Champ, and it was on all the time, it seemed like, when I was a kid. and he can just watch the last 5 minutes and break down in tears. Do you go back and watch that ever? And that role was so amazing. You know, you were so young in that role. And I'm still, you know, when it comes on now, I make my kids watch it with me. But it was such an amazing role. And that performance, especially the ending part, that's so heartbreaking. Do you go back and watch it? And does it still have the same, you know, you have the same reaction? Or does it still have a place for you?
Absolutely. Every time I see that last scene when Champ dies, I myself tear up. You know, I don't remember much about making the movie. I was 7 years old, but I do talk to John Voight every 3 or 4 months, and we've kept in touch ever since, and we're good friends. And you know, that project is, you know, another, fortunately, a project that I was involved with that will stand the test of time. You know, and that relationship was a father-son story that there's just not many made like that. And you know, that I can't tell you how many men have told me that that's the only movie that they've ever cried in or seen their dad cry in. It's a very special piece of, you know, my film history, and a very special piece of you know, a film.
I always tell people, if they can watch that scene without crying, you have no soul.
You know, they did a study, and they said that is the saddest scene of all time. They've actually used that in science studies when they try to elicit emotion or responses out of people to gauge, I guess, you know, whether they're got a heart of stone or not.
How many takes? Did you do multiple takes, or was that one run at? I'm thinking how hard it would be to conjure up that kind of emotion for an extended period of time.
You know, I actually don't remember. You know, I think what had happened there was I was able, you know, to suspend reality. And like little kids can when they get lost in their imagination world and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I actually believed he was dead. So I think that's why it was so authentic. I mean, as I try to sit here and really reflect, and people have asked me many times, how did you do that? How did you do that? And I don't know how I did it, except I my best guess is that it wasn't pretend for me. It was like I really somehow got into the state that he had died.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Ricky Schroeder joining us on The Zone. Our Wild Hearts again tomorrow, available on video on demand and DVD. You've done a lot of TV work, a lot of movie work, and I'm sure you probably get this question a lot, but a preference or one you'd like to get more involved in? It looked like, just looking through your career, you've had kind of stretches where you did one or the other. Anything you want to get into, or anything you're currently working on?
Well, you know, I'm really enjoying writing, directing, and you know, I just produced a reality TV show, believe it or not, for the United States Army called Starting Strong, and you can check it out on the Army's YouTube channel, and I'm very proud of that work. And, you know, I just wrote an independent film that I want to direct, and so I'm trying to pull together some partners for that. But, you know, I go where the good work is and where they want me, mm-hmm. You know, and so I try to be patient and wait for things that are stories that are, I believe, will stand the test of time. Because, you know, for 35 years now I've been doing this, and you know, you gotta be choosy. You can't do everything that comes your way, or else, you know, gosh, you won't be around.
Yeah, you know, talking about that too, you transitioned from a child star and then had some great roles, and as an adult as well. How difficult was that? I mean, I'm sure there were some hurdles along the way, as there always are. But you're one of the guys that were able to get roles as an adult too, after being a, you know, big time child star.
Well, the trick is staying humble and never standing on like, hey, you know, don't you know what I've done? Don't you know who I am? I don't need to come audition for that part. You need to give it to me. Well, it's just not the way it works in life. You got to keep fighting for what you want. And it's such a competitive industry that, you know, if you're not constantly pushing yourself and humbling yourself and competing for that what you want, you know, you'll get left behind.
Well, it's certainly a great experience you can pass on to your kids, I'm sure.
Well, for sure. I mean, I think they've watched their dad never give up. And I think that's more than half the battle is just showing up.
So the experience went well, and I guess we can look down the road maybe for some more projects with your kids. Would you want to do
that
again?
My daughters, they're showing an interest in acting.
Yeah.
But my two sons are out of college now, and their lives are changing. But you know, I'm not really pushing my daughters to do this at all, and you know, But if they want to do this some more, I mean, I'll be there to support them all, as much as I can.
We're a sports talk show as well as entertainment and pop culture, so I would ask before we let you go, sports-wise, who are your teams? Who do you follow? What are your favorite things as far as sports go?
Well, you got to go with the Yankees. You got to go with the Lakers. You got to go with the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, you're all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
And you grew up in Brooklyn, right?
I am born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island.
Okay.
So Yankees through and through. And the Lakers, you know, just because I've been around L.A. since I'm about 14. And I like the Kings, but the Avalanche are really my team.
Okay. And no NFL?
And the NFL, I got to go with the Giants.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yep. Well, Ricky, good luck with the movie, and we'll continue to watch for your work coming down the road.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the time.
Bye.
Thanks.
I never thought that would be the case. How about that? Avalanche, Lakers,
Yankees.
Yankees, I figured.
Yankees,
yeah.
I can see, and Giants, of course.
I figured Knicks or Nets, but no. He goes.
An Avalanche. That was out of left field.
Yeah.
But hey.
I figured the Nets for sure now that they're in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Maybe he just hadn't caught on to him yet.
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway.
But then again, he might be upset because. Yeah, you know, the new coach just got a technical foul for the first time.
I saw that, no. Jason Kidd, wasting no time. Very impressive.
He's jumping out there.
So, yeah, it was good talking to Ricky Schroeder. My dad was tied up today, so I definitely hope he goes back and listens to that because I remember being a kid and him making me watch, and we'd just be sitting there bawling. My dad is like, he cries at Folgers commercials. He's pretty sad about stuff like that. But he's just an emotional character. He loves that kind of stuff. Or either that or he gets dust in his eyes all the time.
I hate when that happens.
That may have been the first time I ever saw my dad cry, for real.
Really?
Yes.
How old
I can remember
were you?
It came out in 79, so I was 5 or 6. I guess we watched it at home, so probably 6 or 7, I guess. I can remember him crying then, and then we had a relative that passed away. Those are the only 2 times I can remember my dad crying when I was a kid. Now I've seen him cry 1,000 times. He cries all the time. He cries at the drop of a hat. He's probably crying right now. He's in a meeting, probably crying.
He's crying, just thinking about you.
A couple of golf Razorback-related notes, and then a couple other things, and Crystal has that top